On a quiet Friday evening in March 1927, the peace in Igneberga was shattered by the sound of gunshots from Vedhiga, a nearby village. Little did the residents know that their small village would soon be at the center of an intense manhunt for a fugitive murderer that would last an entire month. The Igneberga murder occurred on Friday, March 4, 1927. It stemmed from a poaching incident involving Viggo Andersson, a smallholder. Anna and Carl Videll lived with their four children in Vedhiga, just a kilometer from Viggo's home. Carl had been called as a witness in the upcoming trial where Viggo was charged with poaching. 3 days before the trial, Carl and Viggo met at an auction in Grantinga. Viggo tried to persuade Carl not to testify, but to no avail. That evening, an angry, drunken and desperate Viggo took his rifle and headed to Vedhiga. The Videll family was having supper when Viggo arrived. He asked Carl to speak with him outside, but Carl refused. Later, as Carl and Anna went out to milk the cows and feed the horses, they saw Viggo suddenly appear around the corner of the house, aiming his rifle at them. He fired 3 shots, 2 hitting Carl in the back and 1 striking Anna in the arm. Severely injured, Carl and Anna fled to a neighbor's house while Viggo disappeared into the dense forests of Igneberga. Anna Videll was critically wounded and died from blood loss later that evening. Carl's injuries were not life-threatening, and he was taken to Kristianstad Hospital for treatment. The couple's 4 children, now motherless, were cared for by relatives and neighbors. A massive manhunt for Viggo Andersson ensued, both in Igneberga and across Sweden, lasting several weeks. The search ended on April 3rd when Viggo's body was found during a search operation in a dense forest a few kilometers southwest of Vedhiga. He had taken his own life with a gunshot to the head just over an hour after shooting Anna and Carl. Today, few remember the Igneberga murder, but the gravestone of Anna and Carl at Igneberga New Church Cemetery serves as a reminder of the tragic events of March 4, 1927, which struck fear into and forever changed the community.